So when it comes to Stam Yenam that is in the possession of a non-Jew, is one seal enough, or do we need two seals to be extra careful? Again, are we choshesh that perhaps this wine will end up being used for Avodah Zarah or not? This is a discussion both in the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, and this, of course, has halachic ramifications as well regarding kashrus, regarding foods, and certainly regarding wine and that comes into contact with a non-Jew, certainly if it's not mevushal. So we're going to see now this inside in Tosos. So again, according to Rabbi Lezer in the Gemara, he says that one seal is enough, even for wine, for Stam Yenam, and the Chachamim say that you need two seals. So what's this machlokus all about? So look, come on, Perek Beis, Nami Amridan Ha'inda, Kaimalan Kerabi Lezer, Delochayish Lezeufa. And later on in the Gemara, on Daf Samach Tesam Beis, we also say that we rule like Rabbi Lezer, because we're not suspecting of any trick that the Ovikam is going to do. He's going to swap it out with wine that was used for Avodah Zarah, with the Ayin Nesach. Yishul Hakshos, Derav Adarav, Deha Amar Rav Lekaman, Chavis, Bechosam Echad, Asr Siman Chalav, Basar Yayin Tchelos. So it seems like Rav, who tells us that we hold like Rabbi Elezer, seems to contradict himself, because Rav later on says that the word Chavis, the acronym of Chavis, that all these things need to have two seals, not one seal, is a siman for chalav, for milk, basar, yayin, techeles, chavis. So why are we saying now that one seal is enough if it sounds like for things such as wine, in addition to chalav, basar, and techeles, you need two seals? V'od kasha de ravashi, amr le'el gabe chometz v'yayin mevushal, ein etzar achosam, beso chosam, mashma hayayin gamor, tzar achosam, beso chosam. And also, to Ravashi, there's also a question where he says that for vinegar or for yayin mevushal, that you only need to have one seal, two seals is unnecessary, but it's mashma that for stam yenam, for yayin that's not mevushal, you do need two seals. V'chein rava d'shakyo v'tari l'kaman b'sam l'chechi dami chosam b'sal chosam, mashma d'sfir lei d'lo sagi v'chosam echad, v'kula sugi d'shmaisa mairi v'chosam b'sal chosam. And also a question on Rava, who talks about this idea, where it sounds like the whole time he's talking about a double seal, a seal within a seal, and that the one seal is not sufficient. So it sounds like everything is talking about a double seal, so how are we saying that one seal suffices and that this is how we paskin? So Rabbeinu Tam gives the following explanation. V'ayim taritz Rabbeinu Tam, dahu l'rav l'kaman, mayri b'Yisrael, chashud, v'gara me'ovid kochavim, v'nei shehu batuach, sheminhu, v'lo mirtas kolkach. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam answers no. The Gemara later on Lama Tes on the Beis is talking about a different case. That's talking about, Lama Tes on Aleph, actually. Now that's talking about a case of a Yisrael who is suspected of being involved in the Avodah Zarah and of swapping out the wines. And he's actually worse than a Nachri. Why? Because he believes that his fellow Jews will believe him. And therefore, he's not so scared that he will be discovered, because no one will really suspect him in the first place. V'chein ha'i de Rav Ashi de La'el, and also in Rav Ashi's case, on Daf Chav Tesam Abayz, nafka mina le'inyan Yisrael Choshed. Now there's a nafka mina between the case of an Ovid Chavim and Yisrael Choshed. V'chein Rava mefarish chosam b'so chosam alib de Rabbanan. And also Rava, who says that it's a seal within a seal, is talking within the Rabbanan. V'afil la'aliba de'elchasa ika nafkusa kigon Yisrael Choshed. And halach l'maisa, there's also a difference. Meaning, if you're talking about Yisrael Chashud, then we all agree that you need a double seal, because you need to be more careful. But if we're talking about the case of an Ovid Kochavim, then we would say that one seal suffices. But hold on a second. V'ayde Rava bar Ravuna chasach le levisra atalta karnasa. The case of Rava bar Ravuna, who he took a piece of meat and he cut it. It sounds like a triangle. Cut it at its corners as a sign, but it's only one sign. How's that enough? So we say, because you see over there, he was sending the meat with a Nachri and not with a suspicious Jew, and that's why one seal is enough. But there's one issue with Rabbeinu Tam's explanation. The Nevuhi, Lahamid Ko'elu, Ha'achas Be'Yisrael Chashud. Right? It's Tosfos says it's like a Nevuah. How can you say that all these cases are talking about Yisrael Chashud? It doesn't really say so explicitly that we're talking about Yisrael Chashud. Pashtus is, our sugya is talking about Ovid Kochavim. Banan Ovid Kochavim Kaiminan. V'Rav Ashi Le'el Hiskir Chometz Biyad Ovid Kochavim. If you look at the actual case, Ravashi talks about that the vinegar that's in the hands of a nachri that doesn't require a double seal, but that implies that wine that's in the hands of a nachri does require a double seal. So it's a little bit shver to say that we're talking about a Yisrael that's chashud. And also, if you look at the Yerushalmi, it implies this way that we're talking about a nachri, and so does Rashi himself. So instead, Tosfos takes a different route, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says as follows: the kach nir lafarish, the hacha b'hasam b'ovid kochavim ayri. We're always dealing with an ovid kochavim. V'yesh ha'chalek ben sholeach l'chaveiro, v'eino chozer v'ro chosamo l'hakiro, da'az tar chosam b'sal chosam. V'lo martas shesavar ha'acher lo yakir ha'chosam. That when you need a double seal, it's talking about a case where you are sending it through a messenger. That messenger is a non-Jew. So if Reuven has a bottle of wine and he seals it, let's say it's only a single seal, and now he sends it with a non-Jew to get to Shimon. So when Shimon gets the bottle of wine, he's not going to recognize the seal. He's not going to know if it was tampered with, if it was swapped out with something. He's not going to know because it wasn't what he sent out in the first place. So the messenger, who's an Ovid Kochavim, is not going to be worried to make some type of swap and to forge anything, because the person who's on the receiving end doesn't know what to expect. But in our case, Avahecha, Sheminichu B'yad Ovid Kochavim, V'asid Lirus HaChosam Olahakir Dai B'Chosam Echad. But in a case like in our Gemara, where he's simply depositing his bottle in the property of the Nachri, but he's going to come back for it, and he'll know what seal he left it with, so then it's enough to have only one seal. So Teda, Shekein Hu, Shehare Rabbi Eliezer Hiskir B'dvar, V'hamafkid Yeno Eitzo Ovid Kochavim. V'stama Adam Daito Lachzor Sham Lahakir Chosamo. V'satmo. Right, and this sounds correct, because if you look at the wording of our sugya, Rabbi Eliezer says the word hamafkid yeno itzol v'chum, that he deposits it, which means he's depositing it, and he's got to come back for it, so he knows what chosam is his, and therefore one seal is enough. And the opposite is true in Ravashi's case, because by Ravashi it says aval Ravashi dil el hiskir bidvarav chomit shelanu biyad oved kochavim mashma shoshocho biyad oved kochavim. That doesn't sound like a depositing case where you're coming back for it. Rather, it's sending through an Ovid Kochavim, and therefore you'll need a double seal. Rav Nami, Ashkechan Lekaman, also in Rav's case later on, we see this is true. The Kamar, Nod Bediska Upiv Lamate, right? You have this case where you have this leather skin, this pouch that has wine, and it's facing downwards into another one, which makes it a double seal. V'iyu Gufei Amar, Beperak Basra, Kihava Mishader, Gulfe laharpanya sachif luhu apu mayu v'chasim luhu abir tzaihu. And Rabbi himself said that when he sent these barrels to Harpanya, so he would make sure that it would be a double seal. So you see that, again, when you're sending it away, you need a double seal. And they'll say, derav l'kaman mayu b'sholach b'yad kolchavim k'peirish rashi b'hag. And Rav's statement later, regarding sending something through the hands of a non-Jew, again, is you see that it needs a double seal for that reason, as explained by Rashi and the b'hag. So you see from here that a double seal is only necessary when there won't be any recognition of what the original seal was like. Otherwise, a single seal suffices. Halach l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch I saw in Yerodea, does at first quote the Chamim that you need a double seal, but then he says that one seal is sufficient. The Rama says certainly b'di'evid, one seal is sufficient, and it seems like nowadays we're not really concerned in terms of Yai Nesach in regards to the Stam Yenim, so one seal should be enough. The Taz says it this way. Yoradeya Simen Kufyid Ches, if Dal, I believe.